Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Katie and I came up with this game called Who's Really the Catch? And it,
you guys are still stuck on this Simone Biles thing.
Well, yeah, because I thought that.
Notice whose name you remember out of that and the persons that you don't.
I don't know that wide receiver's name.
Exactly.
And I only know his name is Jonathan Owens because we did a trivia on him last week. Okay. And I remembered his name from that. But when that story, for those who might not have heard it, broke, it became a big deal because Simone Biles is married to this man whom a lot of people did not know who he was, but he became a little more famous. He's an NFL player, but he did an interview, and in the interview, he stated that he is the catch in that relationship, and there was obviously a lot of debate on that.
Now, for those of you that aren't into pop culture or sports and you don't know who Simone Biles is, she's essentially the GOAT of gymnastics.
Exactly.
The game better than her.
No. She's the highest decorated gymnast of all time.
And he's is he a backup wide receiver? I don't even know who he plays for.
I don't know. I don't know who he plays for. I don't know what position he plays. I think he's a receiver. But either way, it was widely recognized that Simone Biles is the catch in that relationship, and it's not even close. And he took it even a step further and said that he believes that the man is always the catch in a relationship.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he doubled down on this nonsense.
He did. And now Simone is happy. So regardless of how we feel about that relationship, we had to let that go. But what we did not have to let go was bringing up other celebrity couples and determining who is the catch.
Ooh, okay. I love this.
And
this
for those
juicy.
Of you guys that don't, this
right.
is good. Mo and Katie do a podcast called In the Moment, where you can catch it anywhere, and it's on the Pioneer Network, which legally and pridefully, I'm going to tell you, is on my network, the Pioneer Network.
So when I brought this to the table with Katie, I genuinely thought, like, this wouldn't even be good for a debate or discussion, because I thought we would agree on the majority of these, because a lot of them seem, you would think, like, so obvious, but I found out very quickly that we disagree on quite a few of these.
Okay, let's go.
So I figured I would bring some of these couples to the table and we can dig in. And if you guys think of couples that you want to throw in there as we're going, feel free.
Okay.
So I'll start off with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Beyonce. Oh.
Beyonce.
Whoa. Thank you.
Beyonce.
Now, I ain't mad at Beyonce. I just feel like y'all saying it's a little too fast. Like, y'all acting like Jay-Z ain't accomplished nothing.
Did you listen to the Lemonade album?
Yes.
He cheated on her.
Yes.
She's
allegedly.
The
allegedly.
She's the
allegedly. Allegedly.
Oh, right,
so
I'm not mad at that one.
I feel like that's a push right there.
No, it's not.
It feels like a push.
No, it's not.
This dude is like one of the greatest rappers of all time.
I think it would be a push with anybody else, but because it's Beyonce, I understand giving it to Beyonce. I do.
Point to B.
Okay. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Okay. No disagreement.
Everybody
there.
Everybody in agreement on that one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shouldn't need him.
Russell Wilson and Ciara.
This year. Based on his past performances, I would have said him. This year, it's she's the catch.
Yeah. Can we say push?
No.
Damn it.
Nope.
What I love about them is they do feel very evenly matched. And I feel the same way about Taylor and Travis. Like, yes, Taylor is the catch, but they're evenly matched. But I'm going to go Ciara.
Who'd you take?
I said Russ.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's got to be Russ.
Yeah.
It's Russ.
I said Russ.
Ciara ain't won a Super Bowl.
I got to say Russell Wilson.
He's going to be working on his third team in 3 years. I don't know, man.
That's true. She's becoming the catch every day, though.
Yes.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
That's another good pairing.
Who's the catch?
I'm going Ryan Reynolds. And I love Blake. That's not like a hate comment. I love Blake.
I have Ryan Reynolds.
I went Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to get back to Travis and Taylor for a second.
Okay.
I always talk about them.
You don't think Taylor is the catch by far and away in that one?
Well, here's the thing. It's kind of like comparing apples to oranges. You know what I mean? If Travis was another pop star and they were like sort of on different levels, like Taylor's ex-boyfriend was an actor and she was by far the catch in that relationship, even though they were both in the entertainment industry. Travis can't get any higher where he's at. He's the best tight end in the league right now. So he's a catch, but like he's reached the ceiling. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like they're evenly matched, but that's only because he can only do so good.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
I don't know. I'm a fan of hers.
I know. I'm too.
I don't know.
Eva Mendez. I remember one of his acceptance speeches, and he acknowledged her so much and said he would not be the actor he is if it wasn't for his wife's sacrifices.
Hmm. But I think he's the catch because he acknowledged it.
Oh, geez.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what I would go with. It's got to be.
I'm going with her because she's right. Latina.
That's not bad.
That's it.
It's funny you brought race into this because here's where Katie and I really battled it out, and I'm curious as to who y'all think won this one. MLK and Coretta.
Oh,
I'm
not touching it. Coretta.
There's no way.
Coretta is the catch.
There's no way.
Behind every good man is a good woman. And she was behind him.
It is not Coretta Day. It's MLK Day.
Why does MLK Day exist? Why does MLK Day exist?
Because of what he did for civil rights.
Coretta made it happen, man.
No way. When I get a day off for Coretta Scott King, that's when I'll say Coretta Scott King.
Bingo. The Burt Show.